Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, and Davy Crockett. I'm Lee and...
Everybody, welcome to Patriot Family Chat, and my name is Linda, and I'm coming at you from Oceanside, California, and we have Bill Strong from Indiana, and we are ready to rock and roll. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming in, and yo, it's so good to see you.
So good to have yo back, it is, and good to hear from you, Linda.
I hope you could hear the song. Was it okay? Did it come through?
Yes, it was. I thought it was.
I love that song. I love Alan Jackson's rendition. It's gorgeous.
Such a day in our country today. I'm just, I don't know where to start. Well, you know, the topic seems to be the union deal in Michigan that went on.
Yep.
You know, Obama visited yesterday, and what did he tell him? His comments were right to work for less. I'm sorry, Mr. Obama, but isn't that the same deal you're offering our businessmen with your higher taxes?
Well, it's not only it is so disingenuous.
I mean, isn't that the same deal he's offering them? Same deal he's offering them, right to work for less?
It's worse than that. Absolutely. Well, the whole idea, I mean, we had this conversation on Ron's show yesterday, and Ron was just livid of the idiotic words that come out of this guy's mouth, and he called him the B word. And, you know, here's the thing. And what I said to him, I said, look, the guy's a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist. He can't help himself. I said, he's a shapeshifter. He's an evil plant in that office. The man, he does exactly the same thing that people like Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, George Soros, and the like, they're sociopaths. They stand there and look at you and lie with these coal black black-hearted, black-soulless, you know, and it flows off their tongues like the diarrhea that it is. And these idiots listen to this stuff because they're so uneducated, Bill. I mean, come on. This is the crux of it.
The problem we have with dealing with it, and I agree with you, Linda, they're idiots. Is the fact that we have a media that plays to them, a media hiding the truth from the American people, a media that is nothing more than liars and propagandists.
Well, yeah, exactly.
If the media was a truthful organization and did the things they were supposed to do and reported the truth, there would be such an outrage in this country. It would
Absolutely. I mean, look how many decades they've been lying to us. Every institution for 135 years, Bill, has been lying to us, starting with the Congress, starting with all of the branches of government, from the Fed on down to local communities, every aspect of the media, every single institution that's considered an institutional of learning or education has been lying to us just as perfectly as Bernays lied with his propaganda and Goebbels lied with his propaganda.
And we're seeing the lies with the climate gate, the climate control deal.
Oh, I know. Well, go ahead.
And if someone comes there to speak the truth, well, they'll throw him out. That's Lord Monckton.
I read a thing today,
and someone's child on the Internet was having an argument with their teacher about global warming, and he needed ammo. And I referred him to look up Lord Monckton and to look at ClimateGate, where it exposed the lies. It exposed the depths of how they would go around trying to forge a fake status to promote their lie. And they have continued to do it and continued to do it. Their threat now is so many are waking up.
Yes, and here...
So many are. I had the privilege this week of showing Agenda 21 for Dummies to some people that had never seen anything on it to get them started. I said, I always show this one, the first one, to get you started. And,
Absolutely.
You know, they were freaked out. And we started talking about comprehensive plan, and I told them, now, here you go, Jackson County Comprehensive Plan, read it.
Uh-huh.
Compare the two, and you're going to flip out. It's already in my state.
Bill, it's in every city in this country. I can go from Carlsbad to Del Mar to Oceanside to Escondido to Vista. I don't care which one it is. I can go to Indiana. I can go to Texas. I can go to every place except Alabama, who kicked the whole thing out of their whole state, which is perfect. The only state in the union that's done it so far that I know of. And I'm telling you, the reason you and I know this, the reason that they're identical is because they are written all by ICLEI, which came from the UN, formulated out of Germany when this whole thing started. I do want to acknowledge that Robert's on the line, and thank you for joining us, my darling. How are you?
Hey, Linda. How about the strong? How y'all doing?
We're going to do some rants,
baby. How are you, Robert?
Hanging in there. That's all we can do, I guess.
Well, yeah, I'm fighting. In fact, I have a meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. my time, which means I have to scoot out of there at a certain time so I can do my own show. And the thing is, I'm going in front of the city council. What I'm doing is twofold. I have to speak about Sandag and the proposal by this idiot Tallene, who wants to take the mayor's powers away from him. He's a member of the council on the Sandag committee, which just drives everybody who voted for Mayor Wood crazy. The whole thing is just one big giant, you know, political morass of mess in the city of Oceanside. It's been going on for a long time. So we're fighting that. And before I walk into the meeting, there's three floors. There's the ground floor, of course, and there's the second floor where this actual council chambers are, and the third floor is all these guys' offices where their aides hang out, right, except for the big meetings. And so I'm going to place these with a note to the aides, say, please, council aides, distribute these to these appropriate council members, you know, and say little note saying, thank you, Linda Sills, Oceanside, whatever. I read this on there was only myself, one other person, and Rod Luke on that show a couple weeks ago when I read my entire piece that I'm proposing to these people, which was done by Mary Baker, Barbara Decker, and a few others from which I had given to you. I think I sent that whole link to you. I read that whole damn document on my show And I have a cover letter, which I read, I don't know, last week, I believe, which is going to tell them these people they have to understand what this is about. Now, the only way I'm going to get through to these guys, so they're going to get this piece of paper whether they like it or not, and hopefully they'll read it. It's amazing what's going on in our local towns. This is the only way to fight this bill. We've got to go local and scream until somebody hears us.
Well, I've started working on taking this around to the mothers, who are mothers.
Good.
Because mothers are very protective of their children. And when they start hearing about the indoctrination and they start realizing, like this woman's face I watched the other day, it dawned on her when they were talking that the school was doing exactly what these people were saying.
Absolutely.
And it flipped her up.
Good.
Now you know, go spread it. Go tell others.
Yes.
Go show others.
Here's the point, and Terry Rowland and I both had this conversation about 2 or 3 weeks ago on her show, and I told her that I was going to speak in front of large groups of people and small groups of people on Agenda 21, and I said if I even reach 5 people or 1 person, you know, and she agreed with me that I've done my job for that day, if I can just reach somebody, you know.
If you reach one, you've made progress.
Absolutely.
You didn't lose one. You gained one.
Oh, man.
It's a slow process.
What
we're in, I mean, unraveling and fixing everything that has been done will take generations. And the generations will have to stay focused. I mean,
here's the thing. What I have done before, and I was kind of unsuccessful in trying to get it. Hey, Rod, welcome to the show. FTEO, everybody. I had a 20-minute private meeting with Mayor Wood. This was a few months ago, prior to the November election, and I had invited Esther Sanchez, who is one of his other people who kind of agree together on city council meetings for, you know, and issues for Oceanside. And I presented with I had my Glenn Beck chalkboard. I had the whole timeline of how Agenda 21 started from 1992 anyway, and laid it out with, in no uncertain terms, as to how evil this is, but I guess it didn't quite get there, you know. So I'm going to go for the other 3. These are the so-called Republicans, and I call them rhinos. You know, they're just lukewarm. As you know, we can't trust anyone in D.C. anymore. On both sides of the aisle, the two-party system, as George Washington has said, is going to fail us hugely and be our demise. And it is. It has done. As you know, as you can see, look, we don't have any representation. Mike from the hot seat says it. He says, we are not represented by anyone.
No, we're not. I'm here in Indiana, and anytime I bring up Agenda 21, it don't matter if it's a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, or whatever. They all clam up.
Exactly.
They don't know nothing. They act like they don't know nothing. And it makes me mad when Mike Pence does that, because Mike Pence sat there in Congress in 1992 when it was brought on the floor.
And here's the thing. Either they don't know or they are in on it, Bill. That's the only conclusion I can draw.
That's it.
That's why I'm going to hammer.
They think they've been promised a position or something, and they think they're going to get a high up, and they're going to be one of the people in control, and they're going to be getting the greatest fooling of their life.
I got news for them.
If you're not part of that top 0.1%, you're going to be a servant to that top 0.01%. I don't care who you are or who you think you are or what you think you've been promised.
There was a man back in history, and we all know, Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, otherwise known as Lenin, called them useful idiots. And that's where they should look up the Night of the Long Knives, because they're going to need that information very soon.
I got a question for every union member out there. Do you think Obama would be supporting you if you didn't do all his dirty work? If you didn't help him commit voter fraud, and if you didn't throw all this money to the Democratic Party, do you think he would be for you? If you do,
no.
Then you belong in the blower rung.
Here's the thing, on that issue, when what he's doing, he's protecting the Democrat Party. because the Democrat Party and the evil communist unions are joined at the hip, as we all know.
Exactly what he's doing. He accused it of being a political thing. The only thing political is you trying to protect your party, trying to protect your power.
So that
you can further what your masters, Obama, what your masters dictate to you.
Right.
And I love how all these blacks that vote for him simply because he's blacks have no clue that he is not even his own boss.
No, he's not. Oh, you mean Obama? Oh my God.
Yeah. Nazi. He is the peon puppet of a Nazi sympathizer.
Well,
and a socialist named Maurice Strong. George Soros, Maurice Strong, and several others. He is a peon and a puppet.
Yeah, George Soros is a very self-loathing Jew, non-practicing Jew, again, and is a sociopath, like I explained to you. These
Nazi
people,
sympathizer.
Well, it's worse than that. When you look at sociopathic behavior, they don't have a conscience. There is no conscience to be had. Zero. None. Absolutely.
He has led himself to believe that he is above and beyond. He couldn't go out here and face to face with anyone because he'd find out that he isn't beyond and above. So he uses the tactics he uses to make up for his inferiority physically.
Well, okay, look. Someday he will answer to the higher power, and then we know what's going to happen because he is soulless. That man sold out to Satan when he was 15 years old, and he never stopped, and he got worse by the day. They're all that. All these people are that evil. I'm telling you, they're evil. They are born of it. I guess they're raised up in it, just like Obama. He was raised by communist wolves. Jeffrey Immelt came right out and said it today. Comrade Immelt.
If you go back and look, and now here's what no one does. Go back and look. Look at all the people he's tied to, and then go back and look at the parents of those very people he's tied to.
Oh, my God.
And you'll notice that they were all tied together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Let's start raising some awareness and ask questions asked. There have been a few people who have come out there, and I've been very proud of those who have come out and they didn't use the race issue as a crutch or anything. They came out and they just challenged everything about him. As the one guy said, he came out of nowhere. Nobody knew nothing about him. And now he's president. He ain't buying it, and neither am I.
Oh, my God. I mean, this guy is the most freakish thing that ever came out of anything, out from under a rock. It's very
frightening. If you look at our debts and the situation we are financially and economically in this country, and you can't support the people you have, how in the world can you support bringing in more?
Oh, I know. Let's take a look at that. You know, the New World Order, or the Cloward and Piven strategy, which is also Obama's strategy because he's tied to everything evil and unholy, as we can see, minute by minute. He's a consummate liar. The only reason that he couldn't tell you the truth if there was a gun pointed to his head by the mafia, because then everybody in the country would know what he is. There'd probably be only 33% that would vote for their little handouts at that point. It's very sad. Go ahead.
We, the people of this country, are getting, I'm sorry to say, we're getting that pro wrestling show. What we're getting is they get up there and they do all the fighting and stuff in front of us and stuff, but behind the doors, they're all right in it together.
Yep, joined at the hip. They lie.
You wonder why the GOP ain't standing up and fighting? Because the last who knows how many times when the GOP was in power, they were pushing the same damn agenda that the Democrats are pushing now.
Yep. Oh, I have told even my libtard friends that I have no love lost for Bush and Cheney, but I didn't expound on it because I did not want to start World War III the other day just before Christmas, because some of these people are still in the cave, you know, Plato's cave with their heads in their
pockets. When I get into it with a Democrat about Agenda 21, I refer them to Democrats Against Agenda 21.
Oh, good for you. I do it every day.
Yeah. Hey, it ain't just me, buddy. It's your own party, people in your own party.
Well, here's the thing. Rosa, I know who you're talking about. She's amazing. She's been on Glenn Beck's show at least twice now. That woman makes so much sense. He actually asked her the last time, how far back does this go? And she says, I think it's the late 1800s. And that coincides with all of the progressive movements, the Fabian socialists, the Lenin,
yeah,
the Stalins, the George Bernard, the Marxists, Engels, all of it. And I'm telling you, it's uncanny. In fact, when I said that, because I had this epiphany about it, you know, when I was talking with Ron on one of his shows, he goes, hallelujah. He says, another light bulb goes off. You know, and it's true.
Yeah. Because this everything we're seeing has been a long played out scene.
Yep.
And back in the earlier parts of it was beginning in through the early stages of all this.
Yep.
Anytime someone brought something up, they was a nut and they was pulled out as a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
And everybody ignored them.
Well, okay. So when you look at Obamacare and we can go way back to Carter and Clinton and all this, the HUD housing under Carter, the Habitat for Humanity, this is all Agenda 21, the Dodd-Frank bills, the putting the guns to the heads of the small bankers, making them give loans to these people. This stuff's posted all over Facebook today.
Using the environmentalists to push a lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, they're just using the agencies and these idiots.
How's that solar panel deal working for the environmentalists? I understand that they're paving the hell out of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
And that it's tearing up land and causing this and that. I saw where environmentalists were finally waking up to the lie.
I would like to pose the question to the Sierra Club and the EPA and the Wildlands Project. Where's the outrage on the chemtrails? None. Not a word.
Where's the outrage over using all the food
GMO.
For a biofuel when hemp will produce way more biofuel?
I know. And the GMOs and the Monsanto and the big pharma. Silent.
Word. Plastics and rubber aren't good for the environment, but you're still pushing those. You're still supporting those companies instead of replacing them with hemp products.
Oh, I know. Well,
which would eventually turn back into dirt and.
Well, you know, when you take a look at it and you look at you, all you have to do, like my friend Heather Gass, who is very, she's very in tune with Rosa. They both live in the same area up there in the Bay Area. And they go to all these meetings together. I've seen them on YouTube videos, which have just astounded me, where I knew that there was all but one on the city council in San Carlos who got it. The rest were in on it because of their attitude with their dark souls staring and screaming at people. There was like 30 people saying the same things about Agenda 21, and they dismissed them like they were just, you know, little parasites. Just like Alexander King and Marie Strong would do. I mean, it's just disgusting what's going on in this country. And
because
it's
they're going to keep pushing the lie until the lie becomes accepted as truth.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and
yeah.
That's just exactly what they're doing.
Sure. Oh, I know. And what bothers me about my city council is they, in fact, I posted, that we have this, comment section and the editorial section and the opinion section of the UT. Well, all these guys get their little major stories in, and then the citizens get to go in and make comments, and then they're posted online for anyone who's an online person. Well, some jerk off talked about, I think it was my illustrious council members, I think his name's Gary Feline, he's a Schmendrick. He calls himself a Republican. That guy couldn't be a Republican. He should just say WHIG. He's done, you know.
Wait a minute. Republican doesn't mean what it did.
No, of course not. No, absolutely.
Honestly, a Republican and a conservative are two different things.
Oh, I know. Well, in Ben Franklin's day, a Republican form of government was what was promised to us, which is the good thing. And when you look at the 5,000-year leap and the scale for the five different types of government, which is one is anarchy on one end and the other is totalitarian, you know, authoritarian rule on the other, and then there's the democracy in the middle, and the founders put our our republic too close to anarchy. And they says, oh, we better move just a little bit. But it was like less than half an inch on the scale that they moved it towards the center. So we, at this point, we're so far to communism and Stalin, it's not even funny and scares the heck out of me, I got to tell you. So, I mean, it's nuts. I'm trying to find a way to foment my argument in my 20-minute speech in private to these three rhinos when I try to do it in January after the holidays are over, you know, to explain to these people, this 2050 plan, I mean, I'm going to be dead by then, but it doesn't matter. This is not going to be good, you guys. You have no idea what they're talking about. You have no idea how evil and how Ukraine and how Mao Zedong this is. It's going to make those guys look like pikers. It's evil for the whole world, not just, I mean, you like golfing, surfing, and these stupid open spaces and bike lanes? Are you kidding me? And you're feeding into this? You're buying into this garbage? Somebody
you ride a Harley. You ride a Harley and you support this when they're going to take your bike away from you and keep us from riding them?
Oh, honey,
you ain't no biker.
Everything. There will be, everything that is in these plans is the antithesis of we hold these truths to be self-evident. The polar opposite of that. And nobody gets it. And I swear to God.
Well, we don't get it because it's not an American deal. It's a global deal. And they don't have an allegiance to the America that we do. And there's not enough people with enough love for their country or their God even or their own families to wake up and even want to hear something. If there's a question about something, I would be looking into it if it involved the lives of my family and my friends and my the well-being of my country.
People just ignore
it and go on.
I know. They take these idiotic terms like sustainable development and smart growth and roundabouts and traffic calming and open spaces and all this garbage, and they don't even question it. They just say, oh, that's cute, and they don't even have one ounce.
Because to question it would mean you would have to read it, which means, oh, my gosh, it might take up a few of your seconds that you might have been drinking a beer or who knows
You know what so when I was doing this comment section to this idiot Feline, I said, really, Mr. Feline? I said, Mayor Wood is a road destroyer. I says, when our own circulation element and our general plan for Oceanside include destroying Coast Highway and putting roundabouts in there. Are you kidding me? And then I went on to say, talking about Agenda 21, I talk about all this stuff. And then I said, how is it that an ordinary citizen who happens to live in one of these manufactured home parks can understand Agenda 21 and you, the learned city councilman, does not? I said, perhaps it's because you, like most Americans, are just plain lazy. I said, you need to do your homework. And I says, I promise you, if you study those above subjects I have mentioned, the pages are not laced with cyanide and you will not curl up and die. I was so pissed. And then I submitted it. Oh, God.
Well, Rod, I have to agree with Rod. A lot of these people feel that ignorance is bliss, and what they don't know, they don't think it can hurt them. Oh. And it is a dumb ideology. Because whether you get involved in stopping Agenda 21 or not, Agenda 21 is going to affect you.
Let me pose the question. Why don't you ask that about Elie Wiesel when he was watching the babies thrown into the fire pits while they're still alive in Auschwitz on his first night at the age of 15? Ask him about that, you dumbasses. I mean, come on. And you don't think it can happen here? It's happening right now, honey. That's what makes my head explode, because they won't listen. And the other thing I'm going to tell the city council people in my private chambers with them, I'm going to tell them, you guys better listen to me, because I'm going to go tell everybody in the damn state of California what I know, and then you're going to have 400 people standing in that damn chamber someday on a Wednesday night telling you the same thing. You want that? That's what I'm going
to
tell them.
That may be what it takes. You may have to just overwhelm them like that. What
Absolutely.
I'm doing is I'm sicking the public on them because I cannot get the dude to listen to me.
Absolutely.
So I will sick the public. I will spread it through the public.
There you go. There you go.
Let the public take it to him. You want to come after me? Come after me.
Go ahead, Rob.
You know what's going to happen, Bill? You know what's going to happen? They're starting in Virginia, I heard. I don't know if you guys heard this. But in Virginia, they're going to start leveling houses because if it's damaging the environment for the water, they're already regulating water in Virginia.
Virginia. They're doing it in Portland, Oregon, to a fishing area. They're doing it here in Indiana, in southern Indiana, where they're taking up land along the rivers and stuff. They're doing it all over. The federal government is grabbing land like mad.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I'm going to tell these assholes about the, excuse my French people.
Who bought up all the mortgages? Did you ever think of that?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine. I don't even want to know.
Fed Reserve.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They'll level every one of them.
This is all – anyone who wants to know about the rewilding of everything that's out there and everything is off limits to humans, go to the Wildlands Project and ICLEI and Sierra Club and all these garbage things and all these green monster SOBs. And Agenda 21 itself, and just research. It'll only take you 2 hours.
The sad thing is there's no place the rest of us can go. And let them experience what they want. Let them get it. And then when they're wallowing in their misery and screaming and crying and begging to get out of it, tell them no. You asked for it, you got it.
Yeah, you got it. And you know what? I would suggest if they want a preview, you just get your butt to Venezuela or you go to North Korea and you'll see exactly what we're talking about. Or, God forbid, open up a book and read what that stupid bastard Stalin did in the Ukraine and killed 5 million people in 1 year.
Study the job creation under Obama and you'll see that the federal government is growing while the state governments are shrinking. What you're going to end up having is a higher population working for the federal government, getting three times the pay of the other population and five times the benefit, yet the person in the public sector is the one paying for it. Eventually, there will not be enough people in the public sector
for
it.
I know. Private
there
sector.
There ain't no money
and
now.
The only
they're going to talk about the debt ceiling. Well, I got news for them.
Hey, Mike. Love having you here. Thank you.
I want to show you how dishonest they're going to be. Look at the U.S. debt clock. It's got a top pane right-hand corner. You can fast-forward that to 2016. It's going to show you almost between $22 and $23 trillion of debt.
I know.
They're going to come out with a debt ceiling that's going to be under that, knowing that they're already over it. But you watch the public buy it because the public isn't informed. The public isn't educated and doesn't understand.
Oh, my God. They're so beyond uneducated. It's beyond. They're in the cave. They are in Plato's cave, I'm telling you.
Oh, they're definitely in it and don't know.
Absolutely. Well, the only jobs that idiot created after he got elected was maybe 10 or 20 more food tasters in his White House.
tell me this. If these unions are so great, why are they afraid of someone having a choice? If you're that great, they're going to choose you.
That's
the whole thing. They're not that great, so they don't want to give you the chance to choose. They want to force you.
Oh, it's only good for free choice when you want to kill a baby.
Even if you don't support the political party or stances they do, doesn't matter. They're going to take your money and spend it on it anyway.
Yeah, I talked about this. I've been reading about propaganda in Road to Serfdom. I'm almost done with the book, and my next one's going to be Bonhoeffer. The one after that is Creature from Jekyll Island, which will take me probably 3 months to read if I speed read, because it's fabulous, and I've seen much of it. But I'm trying to understand, you know, von Mises and John Locke and Hayek and all the rest of these people, because I need to understand what's going to happen. And why all this stuff? I mean, I recommend Road to Serfdom to everyone. I'm not kidding. The books that I've read in the last 5 years are just priceless to me. It's given me insight that I never would have had. Absolutely. There's probably 35 of them. I mean, I've lost count after that. It has given me a perspective that's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I don't think we have the time that people think we have.
Oh, I know. I know.
If you didn't notice, since he got elected, some things have started steamrolling.
Uh-huh.
Especially the climate thing. And as soon as he can get sworn back in, gets past this one little deal here at the fiscal cliff, he's going to bring up carbon tax.
Oh, yeah.
They're already trying to do it globally. We're already being forced into it globally. He's already given $800 billion a year to the UN climate thing.
Yeah, we got it here in California, AB 32 under Schwarzenhauskeeper, that little schmendrick. I mean, we've got it here. That's why I'm fighting. I have to fight all this stuff. I've got Sandag, Arb, Sierra Club. I got idiots in the city council. I got nut jobs. I got the worst socialist communist mayor that just got elected to San Diego. They're all over the place. I'm surrounded by these morons. I can't take it anymore.
Well, you look at the terrorists. There was a terrorist attempted bombing. I believe it was in Arizona, and nothing has been reported by the media on
nothing.
It. The guy was a foreigner, of course.
Saw it on Facebook, I know. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. The TSA can go out here and grapple all kinds of people that are leaving the country.
I know.
But they'll put their asses on the border where they can, group people coming into the country.
I'm telling you what Judge Napolitano, right after, in fact, I think this was, remember right after we had our 2010 D.C. reunion, we had our first reunion there, gathering, and then right after that, I think it was November, after I came home, or October of that year, they implemented this damn TSA and all their DHS garbage and their Patriot Act. They just took it to the max. And I escaped at that time. But when I came to Indiana, and I was so livid. I was like beside myself, incensed with this nonsense. And prior to my actual going on that outing, Judge Napolitano, right after they implemented this garbage, he was just... You could see the look on his face, his tears, almost tears in his eyes and in his voice. He goes, I was just appalled, saddened, and couldn't believe that I'm watching American people accept this garbage of all of their freedoms and everything that any of the founders would have just, they would have started taking people out with hangman's noose at that point.
All anybody has to do is look at California and how is California doing. And that's the same model that Obama is following for the country. And
well,
people can't see that coming.
I know. Well, look, Jerry Brown is, he's like Il Duce, the number two, right? Okay, or Hugo Chavez, number two. And so is Obama. I actually put Obama in the Mao Zedong category because he's being handled by these evil ones. Who absolutely would love to take our arms away from us and do what Stalin, Hitler, and Mao did to their people. And I'm telling you, give them half a chance. Do you realize...
Look at how many different ways they have tried to come after our guns.
I know.
Set it up with a Fast and Furious and everything else. I mean...
And here's the thing. I was listening to my friend Dave in Michigan, who's been armed to the teeth with two Liberty safes just filled. He's got a basement with ammo, reloading equipment. He's got all that stuff. And then I'm talking to Ron on email, and he's talking about all the stuff that he's got. You know, he's doing more. He's got a reloading table. It's like amazing. He's armed to the teeth as well. It's like, these kids are their own militia. All they need is somebody to pull the trigger. And I told him, I says, I wish I had the money, but more so, I wish I had three or four guys who know how to do guns and just hang out in my living room when it all breaks down, because it's gonna happen. I told my mom, I says, I hope it all melts down when I'm in Indiana and not California.
I'll tell you, here recently, our local school did their Christmas thing, and at the courthouse, they sang the traditional Christian Christmas songs, Hark the Herald Angels Sing and those kinds of things. We blocked the move to take cursive writing out of the school. We're keeping it. And last year we were turned down during the Christmas because they said we had too many Christian songs in our program, so they weren't going to give us any funding, and we told them, keep your funding, we'll do fundraisers ourselves and raise the money, and we did. The community did. And I'm kind of happy living here, but
yep.
I see, like, what's happening where you're at, I see that coming to here.
I know. Can you fight it, though?
Well, in our area, it starts in the largest town in our area, Seymour, and it goes to the people in charge, and the same people who's been running the county politics for years. They just keep they get into an investment group, and then when you're not holding office, you're still in the group, so it just keeps going on and on. The same people keep controlling all the things in the county, and their greed. Yeah, they would sell this country out in a heartbeat for their greed.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's very sad. Okay, Texas is still fighting. Oklahoma and Alabama are fighting. You know, I've got some time left here. Mom's still healthy. Everything's great. You know, I don't even want to push up that date because I love her so much, and that's it. You know, when you lose your mom, you feel like your umbilical cord's finally cut, and that's not going to be a fun time.
Like you're an orphan when you lose your mom.
Oh my God! Yeah, you know it's like
you really do, Linda.
Yeah, and my sweet mom is 90 years old, and I'm her eldest child. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you,
you're the spoiled one.
Well, yeah, kind of, but no, I was the trailblazer actually, because I had to make all the mistakes of, you know, being the little rebel that I was as a teenager. Oh, God.
Oh, you still
and then
are.
My sister, I know, but my sister's watching all this little theatrical play out, and she goes, oh, I just don't need to get caught. So I was teaching her by proxy, apparently, and, you know, so it's okay. I survived, you know, because I'm a hard-headed Irish woman. And that's why I drink, but it's my job. I can't help it. And it makes me happy because, and look, these are the times that try men's souls, because we're going to get through this, Bill, but we're going to, and there may be a lot to go through. I don't know if we have to get in a boat, cross the Delaware and fight the Hessians, you know.
I know this. As I keep doing this battle, things keep getting thrown in front of me, little obstacles, things to try to block me, things to try to direct me differently. And I got to think I'm doing the right thing, but the devil wouldn't be trying to stop me.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't be throwing so many obstacles in my path and trying to trip me up and stuff. And that just makes me that much more determined, knowing that whatever I'm doing is ticking the devil off.
You know what I did, Bill, for Christmas? You know what I did? You know what I did because the government's lashing out on Christmas and the nativity scenes. I got so angry about that. I got this Star David that's decorated with lights, right? And I put a snowball and a snowflake underneath it and hung it up on the outside.
Oh, wow.
And I have two Christmas trees in my house out of spite.
I have three Christmas trees. I have all my lights up and my wreaths and everything. And what did you get my Christmas card, Bill?
Yes, I did, Linda. Thank
you
so much.
Now, what did I say on the outside envelope?
Oh.
Laus Deo. Praise be to God. And the inside, I said, the Savior is the reason for the season. And I will do it until the day I die. I want my tradition. You know what? We got to start believing in it and doing it and acting it.
That's been so lost. And when I look out and I see all the fights and battles against it in this country, and then I go to my little local town here and I see the manger scene. I don't see no atheist scenes or anything other.
Thank God. I see
the manger scene. And I see that people have enough respect for it that they're not trying to tear it out. Around here, that would cause a battle that I don't think anybody would really want, because they won't battle you around here. If you come after their manger scenes and after Jesus and God, they won't battle you like they do other places in politics. They'll show up at your house battling you.
got your 12 gauge?
If you mess with them, you better have.
Stay away from my nativity scene, baby. Because I got some ammo.
Local community, this little community here around Brownstown, Indiana, is a throwback towards Mayberry. You know, God's still the biggest thing there is.
Absolutely.
Our country comes behind that, and our families and our friends and our town and everything.
Amen.
We like those traditions. We want to keep them. And it's a hard battle when 10 miles away from me there's a town that's just crapping on every tradition.
I don't know Bill anymore. I just don't know no more.
You know, Robert, you gotta understand what this Patriot movement's about, and you need to do a little bit of history study, because if you don't, you ain't gonna get it.
Every time that these people take a mentioning God out of school, that is putting the atheist view in the school.
Right, and
there should be counter lawsuits for reverse discrimination, because if it's a godless scenario, you put the children in because you can't talk about God in that scenario. Well, the difference is those that have God in there and stuff, they don't force that on you.
Right.
But the atheists are forcing their godless scenario on everybody.
Yeah. I just want to say Rod wants to say hi to Robert for him. So yeah,
hello,
because you're
Rod, I said hello too. I want to always appreciate him saying hello to me, and I want to let him know that.
And I'm really happy that Mike's in the hot seat here, because he's cool. Okay, here's the deal. This whole religion thing. Look, the only people who are restricted from anything is the government. Not you and me, not the schools, not anybody, not the churches. But they have screwed us up so badly,
they have
bastardized everything.
They have taken the amendment and their uneducated lack of comprehensive minds have turned freedom of religion into freedom from religion.
Oh, I know. Look,
I'm sorry, people. Somebody send them. We should send them all out a letter. The words T-O spell to, or O-F spell of, which means belonging to freedom, belonging to religion.
Well, yeah.
And
I think we should give them a happy atheist day.
FROM don't even fit in the equation.
April 1st.
Happy Atheist Day.
They already have it. It's April 1st.
Yeah, Judge Glory gave it to them.
Yeah, it's called Fool's Day.
Mm.
They're fools.
I saw this guy, Bill O'Reilly. His last name was Silver Village. He's a Schmedrick. He's what you call a hidden closet Jew. That was a hidden closet Jew.
Oh my God!
Unbelievable! It blew me away, Bill Strong.
I'm going to tell you something that should blow you away. I read today where the Pope supports the One World Order.
Yeah, of course he does.
For all these people who, you know, atheists and everybody else, by the Pope doing that, does he realize he's fulfilling Bible prophecy?
Oh, God.
And the masses will be deceived. The only ones who have masses is the Catholics.
Phil, you don't hold back, do you?
I can't, Robert.
I know you can't. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, that's the truth. If it's the truth, you got to tell it. And sometimes the truth hurts.
It does. It's very
sad. And I'm not saying I'm ever wrong. Am I opinionated? Yeah, I am. But I do put a lot of study and thought into what I say and think. And, you know, what can I say? The Catholic Pope comes out and says he's for the One World Order. Well, that's what my Bible says they'll do. And it says that the masses will be deceived. Well, they just because when Catholics gather, it's a mass.
Well,
yep.
Now, I'm not blaming the Catholic people or other members. I'm just saying the Pope said this.
Look, I don't know how you feel about the Catholic religion, Bill, but I've seen them as nothing but problems from the inception.
I see they have a lot of turmoil within themselves.
Pelosi is supposed
to be a Catholic, and every time you turn around, she's going completely against Catholic doctrine.
Oh, yeah, and Boxer Rock
and
Biden,
trying
too.
And she's the one who's interpreting and trying to tell you what the book says.
Oh, yeah. She thinks she's a priest.
Yeah, she thinks God would even talk to her.
Oh, my God. Oh, no way. No, you know, she's already chosen her path, please.
Oh, yeah. So has Hillary.
Hillary? Oh, the other one is Boxer Rocks Biden. I would imagine that he considers himself a Catholic. Remember when he had that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what to say about Biden. He just...
Smoky Joe.
He's a throwback to the beginning of mankind.
Yeah. They call him Uncle Joe, and I talked to Mike on Saturday on the hot seat, and I asked him the question. I said, do you know who else in history used to got to be called Uncle Joe? And he said, no. And I said, Stalin.
Yeah, God.
Really? And I go, hell yeah, back in the day.
Well, Uncle
he's still alive. Oh, you betcha. Uncle Joe. Uh-huh.
Oh,
I think the last time I heard that was, I didn't read it in my history book, but I think Glenn Beck talked about it on his show. Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard when he did that. It was great.
I swear, at least once or twice a day, I'm like stunned like a deer in headlights by the ignorance I hear come out of someone's mouth.
Oh, I know. Oh, my Lord. Well, the problem, and then let's take a look at the violence that's been going on. They took the Americans for Prosperity's tent down. Nobody apparently was arrested, unless I haven't heard correctly. Anyone can correct me if I'm wrong on that. They,
well, there was
10,000 numbskull, moronic, vomit bots are out there using horribly profane language, beating the heck out of people, acting like Occupy Wall Street morons, which is what they are. And it's like, I defy anyone to show me one tiny inkling of a second of a clip of a video or a photograph of a Tea Party people doing this.
Wait. Didn't they all just support a guy whose mantra has been share the wealth?
Oh, well, yeah.
Come on, people.
Look, how do you...
Hypocrites, idiot morons.
California.
That's why you're in a union, because you're not smart enough to work. You don't realize that your own hard work will get you ahead. You don't need the union.
Just like the union bots and the Obama bots and the SS and the SA and the rest of these morons and the idiots in my city council who are voting for, marching to, and screaming for their own damn demise, I'm surprised they're not goose-stepping. I'm absolutely shocked that they don't walk around like Hitler's army. I don't know why not. They should be. They're acting like it. It's unbelievable to me. Absolutely unbelievable. They're marching to their own demise. They are fomenting, screaming for, voting for, and wanting because they're so stupid. Because they either cannot read, or they think, like I told my stupid idiot council member Feline, that the books are laced with cyanide, and if they open the pages, they're going to curl up and die. It just makes me crazy.
It's like I said earlier, they don't see the ignorance of what they're doing.
Oh my
your leader,
God.
Your leader comes out and tells you that right to work means right to
Fuhrer.
Work for less. But yet, on the other hand, he is offering that same kind of deal to work for less to business owners throughout the nation with his tax increases he proposes. Secondly, he screams share the wealth, and these people go out there and they promote that ideology, share the wealth. The more when they're asked to share the wealth, look at how they react.
I mean,
truth is, they're not going to lose anything. Look to the south of you, Michigan. Look at Indiana. Look at the job creation that has happened. We got 2,500 more jobs coming, just announced today.
Right. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's several states who have done this. There's many. Now there's like 30 states who are trying to oust unions and oust Obamacare, and they're going again. They're starting about, you know, states' rights. They're starting
Obama,
to finally stand
on
up.
On the national level on states, Obama lost because there are more Republican governors here now. In,
there's 30
since,
of them.
Since the election than there was before.
Yep.
You still need to take the Congress. So by not getting this, losing governorships in states and by not taking Congress, I'd say that that was a message to you that not everybody agreed with all of your ideologies.
Oh, my God. And then we had... Go ahead.
You know what I'm beginning to believe, Linda and Bill? I'm beginning to believe that Obama is purposely making states secede from the union and call it a day.
No.
Oh, he ain't letting them.
No. Here's the thing, Robert.
No, the White House is not even coming. They're not even responding to the petition like they're supposed to do.
No.
Texas is way past it. They keep asking, and the government's not responding to them about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but why do I have the feeling then, Bill, that with this health care bill, you know,
it's evil. It's the gateway to Agenda 21.
That's all it is, Robert. It is part of Agenda 21.
You have to
understand. And there is a lot more in that health care bill that not any media or any of your politicians have ever even talked about to us.
Nope. No.
They haven't talked to you about the home inspections, have they, Robert?
No.
Well, they're going to read it. They can come in your home and do a health inspection.
I know when the IRS is going to be knocking on my door.
No.
January 2012.
Read the entire health care bill.
Absolutely. Oh.
Because
you
got no idea what all's hid in there that has never broke the sound on TV.
Let me tell you the one that went on Mark Levin's show, Robert and Bill. This was a 2 or 3 minute clip, and I had it either from Barbara Decker on someone from Facebook. And there was a caller that called into Mark Levin's show, and he was a neurosurgeon, and he said they had a meeting of all these doctors and neurosurgeons, and they were reading this bill, and they found this ungodly, unholy thing about helping people with neurosurgery. They were in this bill, in this evil bill, talking about patients as units, very much like Sanger and George Bernard Shaw would do as Fabian socialists, or Mengele would under Hitler. And that if they... This is in the healthcare bill. And they told these people, the people that were reading this bill and understanding it, they said that these unelected bureaucratic Lilliputians are going to tell these doctors whether or not they can treat some unit because, A, this person's too old, this person's not productive. This is George Bernard, Fabian socialism on steroids. And so is Agenda 21. This is where this crap comes from. I'm reading about it. This guy, Mr. Hayek, wrote this in 1933, and he's talking about George Bernard Shaw and central planning and all this garbage way back then. And it hadn't even really fully hit the United States while it started. But I'm telling you guys, all you need to do is pick up one or two books, and you're going to understand this right from the get-go. Robert, you've got to read something. For God's sakes, go get your...
I read the bill. I really...
It's disgusting.
It took me...
It's Agenda 21 on steroids. It took me
almost 2.5 days to go through it.
Well, good for you. Did you find about the unit?
But I can't remember what page it was on, but I think it was like on page 277, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
And it has a little bit of Sharia law in there. It's unbelievable.
It's communism.
I knew that when I was a senior in high school, Linda. I mean, I did a paper in socialized medicine practice. I still have my paper. I should read it to you guys. It's socialized medicine practical for the United States of America. I really did. I wrote that. That was my term paper in high school.
You know, look. If you go back, you have to research Agenda 21 all the way back to the root, and then you go with Rosa Corey, and then you go with Tom DeWeese and Heather Gass and all my people that I, you know, everything. You just go to the website. I can give you the websites. Agenda 21, ICLEI.
Almost every state out there has a Agenda 20 group, something against Agenda 21. Almost every state. They're in Florida. I know we have them here in Indiana. I work with two or three of them.
My town of Venice, Florida, has Agenda 21. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
They have somebody working against it there, Robert?
Yeah.
Well,
it's just unbelievable. Right now, we're fighting the city of Venice because the water bills are so damn high.
Oh yeah.
You know, I get tagged. My water bill this month was $107.
Oh my God.
It's just I've been telling you guys for the past 7 months now that my checkbook is becoming a 3 feet each item. Each item that I buy, when I leave this house to go out to get just a couple of things, I know I'm going to spend at least $100.
Oh my God.
Well, Robert, you know, and I've tried warning people, and if anybody's listening to me now, take my heed. You better be stocking the hell up on the food you need, because
right.
Come springtime, late spring, early summer, whatever, the price of food is going to be so outrageous.
I know.
And I could go into why it is and how they've done it and why
they've
done it.
Go ahead. We've got a whole 57 minutes.
All right.
Go for it.
Controlling the food, Robert, is one of the biggest parts of Agenda 21.
Yep.
Because it's easier to control a population when you control the water and the food.
Oh, my God.
So you put cook hormones in the food. You take phys ed out of school.
Dalton did it.
You push technology. Kids don't exercise as much. They gain weight. And then you come back and you blame the food, and you take control. And because you can do that, then the kids are obese. You can take control over the food. Monsanto, if you look around the world, just Google Monsanto France, Russia, anywhere,
evil.
India, anywhere else. And see what those countries are saying about that, about Monsanto. But then look at what this country is saying. This country is letting Monsanto take over.
It sucks.
And it's for control. It's for their greed for power and control.
But at the same time,
your government is storing huge amounts of food underground for some
and
reason.
And seeds.
That ain't it. They're storing everything underground.
Yep, absolutely.
The last time I talked to Frank, Linda, it was like 6 months ago, maybe.
Okay.
When I went to visit him.
Okay.
And we were talking about running and being in public office and all that. And because your best bet is to just go locally and give people crap, you know. And that's basically what he said. He said, just go locally like you've been doing and scare people. Just give me the oddball. Yeah, you see, the thing is, they look at you like you're crazy, number one, and they don't really know what's, they really, really, into this neighborhood. In my neighborhood, they have no clue. They have no clue what's going on.
One of the worst things that ever happened to this country was when we took the inner cities, and instead of trying to change them and make them more beneficial and bringing jobs and things to those areas or jobs provide jobs to those people in those areas, we threw them a handout. And we
saw
it is. And now they damn well expect it.
Well,
absolutely.
Bill, look at Detroit. I mean, if this isn't a Cloward and Piven deal and an Agenda 21 deal.
I'm still not thrilled about Michigan because of their attachment to the Islamist.
The Dearborn. Oh, wait a minute. Now, what about the government there who's trying to get the right to work laws? I applaud that. I hope they get it.
Oh, I do. I do.
I do.
Well, they just passed it. They passed it tonight.
Thank God. Well, there was only one of two or three that has to go through, and then the governor has to sign all three of them. And I'm praying that they do. And
well, he did.
Where the hell's the police department when these guys are breaking noses and stuff and tearing down tents?
Well, you forget the police are unioned.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, of course. Oh, God. Well,
God.
Forgive me, Lord. I had a little brain schmendrick there.
Now, here in Indiana, that works good because in some areas, some of our policemen had their pensions and shit tied up into the bonds of GM, and they never got paid. They're not too fond of Obama.
Well, you know what? I'm seeing every Twitter, every Facebook, all these things coming to fruition within weeks after the reelection. State people, municipalities, individuals are pretty dismayed at what they just did.
Don't you just love how these people come out here and they'll mock the Bible and all this and that, but then they'll do exactly what the Bible says they was going to do.
Oh, yeah. I know.
it's a mind-blowing thing.
I know. Well, here we have the allegory of the cave, you know, the Plato caves with their heads in the sand like ostriches. And then, you know, they're going to get hit with a brick wall, and then we're going to be Greece, and then they're going to riot in the streets, and then you and I have to protect our families, and that sucks. And I don't know which is going to happen first. You know, I don't know whether I'm going to have the gangs in the streets or the UAW or the blue-helmeted, black-booted thugs from, you know.
Are the unions going to take to the streets and try attacking? Well, I doubt that because unions truly make up a tiny, 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 tiny part of the population and would get the crap stomped out of them.
Yeah, and here's the thing. If it comes to a race war, that's not going to be good in, like, Michigan and Illinois.
Why should there be a race war? I have to ask that question. Why should we even have a race war? Only because somebody who is
Schmendrick.
Inferior in mind would use race as a crutch.
Right.
And that's what we've seen.
True.
I don't think that many people really want a race war. Now, you're going to have idiots. You're going to have idiots on both sides.
Yeah.
And I just as soon round them all up, all those kinds of idiots, and lock them all away because they are never going to grow and never going to be social.
I know.
Fit ins. They're never going to be someone who can let other person have their beliefs or whatever. They ain't going to do that. Never. It's a waste of time. But as far as an all-out race war, well, I happen to believe that there's a lot of people in both races woke up to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this from the illegal aliens point, from talking to the Mexican consul. They're not dumb. They know both parties are nothing more than people who will take advantage of them. They know that. They know if you could not take advantage of them for some reason or some way, you wouldn't even let them be here now.
Right.
They're not dumb. But they're also, and thanks to people like Guadalupe Pena, wonderful lady, and several others of Hispanics, that are spreading the message about Agenda 21 and how they're being used.
Good. Absolutely. Oh, my God. That's great. And that's why I do what I do, Bill. I feel like I'm alone in the wilderness out here, even though I have 30 to 35 other people who try to spread the word. What I need to do now is to connect with them and say, okay, I need some help this week or this day or whatever at this meeting, or bring what you can to the table because, you know, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. The guy had an 180 IQ, for God's sake. The guy was brilliant. I need to, you know, get through to these people, and I don't know. I'm at a loss as to how to do it. What, you know, if I start talking about the Ukraine in 1934, they're going to look at me like I'm from Mars, but it's the God's awful gospel truth, and they will not hear it. I don't know where to go. I tried so hard.
Rod, how they don't know that is beyond me, because it has been put out there a lot. And Martin Luther King was a Republican. The Democrats fought against civil rights. But all of a sudden they try to act like they were the ones who championed it. And the illiterate and the ignorant don't check nothing. They just follow.
The Democrat Party
formed
the KKK.
There are two kinds of people in this world. Those who will lead and make their own way, and those who just follow.
Oh, good. Hot Seat's talking about Jamie Foxx. Yeah, that guy's a complete...
I got some words for him, but I couldn't say them on the radio.
Yeah, I know. That guy is so beyond... Okay, I gotta talk to Rod Luke about this. Rod, for a couple bucks, go to Amazon, pick up David Barton's American History in Black and White, because he will talk about every single thing that the Democrat Party has done from the middle of the 1800s forward to screw the blacks. It's amazing. Now, he doesn't get it right 100% of the time in the book, but 99% of the time he's got it right. Okay? So, I've got three or four books on my list. After I read the three or four books I'm trying to get through right now, because I'm only human. I can't just absorb them by osmosis, but I'm ready to educate myself every day. This is... David Barton does get a lot of things right, because that guy, he goes to original documents. He owns many of them in his own possession, yes, with the old parchment on them. Like I said, I can't agree with Glenn Beck 100% of the time. I don't agree with David Barton, but, you know, sometimes 95% of the time, these guys make a lot of sense. Jim DeMint makes sense. Ron Paul, others.
Well, I'm glad Beck finally put out this UN Agenda 21 thing.
I know.
But
and you know what
it bothers me that people think he's the first. No, he's nowhere near the first. I got to be honest. Glenn was late to the game.
Yes, he was. And you know what? Here's the thing. The woman who wrote that book, the reason his name is on it is because he published it for her. She wrote that, like a novel, okay? Like Orwellian in theory, and then he put the prologue or the epilogue or whatever you call it at the end and gives total credit to her. You know, how do you publish a book without somebody like Glenn? Come on, the guy's got bread. He's got his everything in ducks in order.
I can understand that, but there have been a lot of books written prior to Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lot of people out here trying to expose this prior to Glenn.
Absolutely. And Rose's book is Behind the Green Mask. That's one on my list to buy. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, what I'm saying is, for those people who think Glenn, this book that Glenn's got out here with his name on it, that this is the first thing, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
And I encourage people to do an in-depth research. You'll find there's a lot of other books on this, and you should read them all as many as you can.
Steve Malloy did one years ago, and I have it in my archives.
Yes.
It was one of the Green Hell. I have it in my library, and it was one of the books that I read. Oh, thank God. And Levin did this in Liberty and Tyranny, talked about eco-statism and the environment, the EPA, and all the rest of this nonsense. Like I told you guys before, and I can't reiterate this enough, that Lord, I got to actually stand next to, shake his hand, and talk to him, Lord Moncton, in my town. He gave us an incredible two-hour presentation. It was the best event on climate change. And this guy has actually written articles and done research on Obama's birth certificate that was considered by Joe Arpaio as to be a forgery, and Lord Moncton agreed with him. It was amazing.
We're about to hear some more from Joe Arpaio here real soon.
Good.
Before January.
Good. Before the idiot gets sworn in secret, that's Mendrick?
Well, he hasn't stopped. And he got reelected by another large margin. And you've done seen the deal that they've lacked. How long have they been trying to take Joe down? And he's still standing.
Wow. Let me tell you something about Bill O'Reilly. I think O'Reilly is full of garbage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would not read one of his books. I've already read one. It was kind of lukewarm. So
he was
sorry.
His killing Lincoln is ignorant. He don't even know nothing about Lincoln.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want the truth about Lincoln or anybody else, and I heard NBC's doing a special on George Washington and trying to make him out to be a philanderer, which is BS. Instead of going after him for the real truth, of course, nobody in anything in NBC, my God, look who owns NBC, that communist supporting Jeffrey Immelt, who just came out and said, oh, we're all communists now, that SOB. The only reason that Obama doesn't do it.
China is
no
proof
fault.
That communism works.
Oh, yeah. So is Pol Pot and
if Jeffrey Immelt had been a Chinese citizen and
he's
done some of these things he's pulled with GE, he'd be dead.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. They would have done
please.
Killed him in front of the home. They'd have took him out in front of the plant and whoever and killed him in front of them.
Yep, absolutely. These people are so stupid. I can't even... It absolutely boggles my mind that they cannot see something right in front of their... You know, it's like... If they had their little Pinocchio noses, they can't even see it with a mirror. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to me.
I have an idea.
I just came up with a great idea.
This is what I'm proposing to Patriot families. Since day one, since Obama, forget about the Bush years. Or we could go back before Obama beat.
Oh my God! You can go back to 1850.
But I understand that. But it's a shame, you know how you know your the way to get the word out. I propose that we just go to the archives and transcribe our shows and have someone publish our shows.
Well,
who's
going to
do
that for us?
Yeah.
I can do the transcriptions.
But who's going to play them?
YouTube.
Who's going to play them?
I don't know.
If Robert can transcribe them and put them on YouTube, that would be something.
That would just shut everybody up that we were right. We're the ones basically.
If you went back in our archives and stuff, yes, you're going to find places. And if you took what we said, we did make sort of. We weren't really making predictions, but you took what we said a year and a half ago and
looked
at it today, and. We did predict things, and they are happening, and we are seeing
them. They are happening.
And most of what we were predicting, we were getting out of Agenda 21,
sure.
And from Ron on the monetary system, and Rod and others.
I think that would be a great idea. I mean, we worked hard at this. I mean, we spent a lot of time doing this, and we should do something about it instead of sitting on our dead butts just talking.
Robert,
Robert, I'm out there every day, brother.
I am too.
Every day.
I know. I try.
Wait. Here's what. Okay, look what Bill's doing, and he can expound on it for a second. And I got to tell you, I've been doing this for over 2.5 years with my city council. I'm battling these idiots who are Lennon's useful idiots. They will not wake up. I have to take a hammer to their heads, literally, to wake them up. I mean, I'm not going to actually do that because I don't want to go to jail, but I swear I'm going to beat them up verbally every single day. I got to go tomorrow before my show and tell them, are you guys nuts? I mean, I'm going to have to go into private meetings with these people. I have to go to Tri-City, to Vista, to Action, to every place in conceivable driving distance to explain to people what this Agenda 21 is about. They have no clue because they don't read anything. My God, 650 pages of the book by Robert Gladley told me every damn thing I need to know about what the kind of hell these people have in store for me.
They don't have to read it. Now there's videos. Watch
my
a damn video.
God. It, Bill, this, let me tell you something. There's nothing like opening up a book and reading it on pages and dripping your tears on it because you've just, your soul has been so squeezed.
I agree.
My
we
God.
We have people out here who aren't geared to reading. They, you know, the society has changed all that.
I know.
Throw that video. Start them out with that Agenda 21 for Dummies. And then take them to Lord Moncton. And then take them to the others.
Absolutely.
Because there are informative videos, and that's exactly why they were made, because they knew there's people out here who ain't going to read it.
Good God. You know, it just, it makes me, I want to throw up sometimes. I can't, you know, I'm like Glenn right now. I'm turning off the news. Ron Golden's turning off the news. He's building his bunker, as it will.
I got to tell you, I told Joe the other day, if things keep going the way they're going, I'm heading to the hills come spring.
Absolutely. Oh, God. You know, I just wish I could find, if I had enough money to bribe one of those chefs in the White House, oh, God, would I get behind those food tasters?
Oh, my Lord.
I gotta
feel like, though, that something is going to happen here within the next a period of time here. Something is going to happen that's going to turn, it's going to really open the eyes of the American people.
Oh, I hope so. Oh, my God.
Well,
it's what I read.
I mean, are you scratching? Are we still scratching our heads or something?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that Obama's going to be exposed.
Oh God, I pray.
But it's going to be more of him exposing himself. He's going to tell the world who and what he is, and it'll probably come within a year from now. The world's going to know who and what he is.
Oh, God.
He's going to be...
But from that time on, I can't say what will happen. But I know here there is so much they've got to do in a short period of time. I mean, I heard Qatar, they said they want everything settled and done by 2015.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, they're going to have to push a lot of things in the next 3 years. And you're going to see them grabbing control over the food. You're going to see them grabbing control over the water using the EPA. That was in the cap and trade bill. And if people had actually read it, everything the EPA is doing, you would have seen because it was written in there.
Wow.
And how we've allowed Obama to go around Congress and Senate at every opportunity he chose. Cap and trade got shot down, so he did it through the EPA. Amnesty wasn't going through, so he did it on an executive order. Do you see where I'm getting at?
Mm-hmm.
Our Congress and our Senate has allowed him. They allow him to do these things and violate the Constitution and stuff.
They're in on it.
They are in on it.
Absolutely. I know.
The only
to
save this nation, you're going to have to get rid of everybody who is sitting in Washington D.C. in Congress, the Senate, and the White House. Then you're going to have to start going downhill from there and go through the states. You're going to have to go on the local levels and come up and get them from there too. And
yeah,
sometime or another, somebody in this country has to go after George Soros.
Oh my God!
Whoa, I've been saying that all along.
He must be brought forward and made to face justice.
Why is this evil thing still alive? God.
How does he get away with it?
He's protected by the evil elites and our government. That's why.
There are warrants for him in some countries.
I know.
Our government won't recognize that and adhere to it.
Why is Cheney still running around? Why are both Bushes running around? Why is Clinton and Carter and the rest of them still alive running around? And Piglosi and Dirty Harry and the rest of these clowns. Dodd and Frank and all and Upchuck Schmuck Schumer and the rest of them. They make me sick.
Richard Lugar. Since Lugar got beat in his primary, almost every time he has voted to aid the Democrats. Lugar was involved with Obama in starting the Chicago Carbon Exchange that was sold, is now defunct. And if you keep looking, you'll keep finding links where Republicans and Democrats together did stuff. And it's all Agenda 21.
Hello? I'm here.
Did you hear that Lieberman's taking a hike? He's going to be, he's calling today.
So is DeMint, and Alan West didn't get in. Ron Paul's retiring, and I hope they all form some kind of a decent coalition.
And the establishment is already trying to promote and push Marco Rubio. If the establishment is pushing him, you don't want him.
No, absolutely. Look,
I still say he ain't eligible to be president any more than Obama.
They've already screwed us out of that. They've already bastardized the Constitution for the last 70 or 80 years. Come on. I mean, it's words on a paper. Nobody has action towards it. There's no Patrick Henry. There's nothing. Nobody gives a damn. There's no Benjamin Rush, and there's no boat going across the Delaware to damn fight those stupid-ass Hessians like we should be doing right now. What the hell are we talking about? I'm sick of this crap.
Well, I hear this from Martha a lot, is when are we going to do something? When are we going to do something?
Jesus Christ.
What can we do?
I don't know.
Do you really want, do we want to start a bloody war? I don't think we do. It may come to it, but we don't want to start it.
Well, okay, then we'll finish it. Let them start it.
That's
it. There you go. Thank you.
And you're liable to see their union start it.
Well, screw them. You know what? And their numbskull, Obama phone, zombie bots.
Well, now
you know
what just happened in California with two unions, Linda, where they were shutting down the ports.
Oh, my
they
God,
caved,
I know.
And they caved to those unions.
Of course,
you got a governor with no balls.
Oh, no, he's Hugo Chavez II. Look, I have a dichotomy here.
He made me dislike Linda Ronstadt. Because I figured
she was
so stupid to be with him, she wasn't worth
hearing. No. She was his beard. He's gay. He did that to get elected. Oh, yes. You didn't know that.
No.
My God.
But she
He's
still
never
supports
been...
the liberal agenda, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, she was his beard, just like Michelle is the other one's beard.
I asked somebody that today. I said that today. I mentioned it. I said, I often wonder, who is the father of Michelle's kids?
Maybe artificial insemination. That's all I can think.
That could be.
Are you speaking of Michelle Obama?
And it's sad. It's sad those two little girls are going to have to face.
I know.
You know, be because there's no way their parents are going to be viewed good by the country in the future.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know what happened. Well, I don't think Hitler had any kids, but he supposedly took his own life, which I don't know about that.
Well, he was a narcissist and stuff. I really don't think he would.
No,
he would have escaped.
Not, I don't know.
Could you ever see Obama do anything to himself? Nah, he's too big of a narcissist, too much love for himself.
Okay. Obama is, here's my take on him. With David Horowitz's help of understanding this, George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and the global elitists, I'm going to pick up a caller, and I hope it's not a troll, so we'll check it out. You're on the air. Welcome. Hello? 661-633? Hello?
I'll say one. So about this KFC.
What? Do you have something intelligent to talk to us about?
I remember being
okay,
born.
That guy's gone. 780, you're on the air. If it's a troll, I'm getting rid of you. Talk to me. Okay. No answer.
Well, it's good to see these
Joe?
People.
Is it our friend Joe? Hello?
People.
You're on the air.
Is it our friend Joe?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
On the air.
Oh,
Linda?
Mike?
You there, Robert?
I'm here. What's wrong with Linda?
I have no idea. Because I don't know who all these people... I don't know who these people are that showed up.
They showed up at a radio show?
Well, yeah. There's a whole bunch of people showed up on the chat. And I don't know who they are. She was trying to talk to some of them and going back and forth. I would say... Hopefully they're not calling in to cause us trouble, but they're probably.
How come she got cut off?
Well, I don't know. She may be trying to monitor the phones, Robert. There's a crap load of them called in, and I'd say they're all a bunch of liberal losers.
I'm back, guys. Okay, I'm sorry, Mike.
Thank God.
It's a bunch of trolls.
Okay.
But, you know, that's what you can expect.
I know.
That's the 780's kind of mentality.
On here. You want to talk 780, or are you going to be an ass?
What?
780, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm from Canada, but I think Romney's awesome.
Yeah, well, he didn't win.
Well, Romney
so
has
we have...
nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, well, you know what? Either to you.
Bye.
Well, keep thinking that, bud. That's why you're from Canada.
Yeah, well, he's gone. Dick Token, what's your story?
Hi. I was just wondering, what exactly is your position?
I like the Constitution.
I like freedom and liberty. I don't like my entire every thought of my
communism.
Life being controlled.
I like the Constitution, too. I do appreciate freedom and liberty. And... I was wondering, what is your position on the freedom of nature?
There is no freedom of nature.
We
are nature.
Show me the Constitution where it says freedom of nature.
Do you believe marijuana is nature?
I don't care. I'm worried about freedom of people and not Agenda 21 and Obama, the communist mother effer. That's
right.
What I believe.
You think Obama's communist?
He's a communist. Born and raised.
You think it's going to be free? It's not going to be free. You won't be allowed to go out into where to grow anything and stuff. Everything in your life will be, you'll be living in an apartment they choose for you to live in. You'll be doing the work they say. And if you don't work, well, they'll get rid of you because you're no longer abuse to the collective if you don't provide for them.
So how do you figure Obama is a communist?
He was raised a communist. Everything he says is Marxist. Go look up Marxism.
When you want to control, when you want to control every facet of a person's life, that's communism, that's socialism.
All right, how about this? I'm trying to talk to you, so instead of sending me to go look something up, you tell me what the fuck you're trying to say.
You are an idiot. You need to read and educate yourself.
Why don't you educate
me?
Why don't you educate me?
No, you need to.
Why don't you try to educate me and use your logic to try to persuade me like a normal fucking person?
You need to read something, you fool.
I want to hear what you've read.
No, you don't. You come in here.
I'm
coming here.
Saying right now and trying to not tell me. So please, just educate.
It's like she said, if you don't read anything, you never. I'm not telling you nothing. I'm trying to tell you that.
Calm down, Linda.
If you look at the things Obama has proposed, and I can name, taking over control of the health care. He's working on taking control, using the EPA to crush the opposition to his green energy, simply to pad the pockets of his people that are invested in the carbon exchanges and the carbon market. If you went and looked at the now defunct Chicago Carbon Exchange, Obama was one of the founders. Valerie Jarrett, Al Gore, and all these other people, they were the investors and the people that was on the boards of it all. But when it was being open to the public, they sold it. To get that out of there, because they didn't want the people to know that they're in on Agenda 21 and all this is, they're pushing the, using climate, the man-made global warming lie as a reason to bring in a global government under Agenda 21. That's what they're meeting in Qatar, was meeting in Qatar about just
all right.
This last 2 weeks.
I can understand that, I
okay.
guess.
Okay, under Agenda 21, you have no freedom. You won't be allowed to own private property. You won't be allowed to own a private vehicle.
A car.
They will tell you what food you can and can't have. They can tell you what items you can and can't have. You won't
be allowed.
Well,
they're already doing that.
If you're allowed to travel, it won't be far. And most of the country will by then be off limits to humans.
Well, see, the way I see it
is... To me, it's the idiots who aren't bright enough to realize you want to worship the creation. But you don't want to worship the Creator. You want to try to change what nature is, and to suit your. You think you're doing some kind of service, and you're not. Man has no more influence on this planet as far as climate than anything. And when you, if you're trying to make man obsolete and make man the species that's going extinct. Well, just keep following Obama and Agenda 21. You'll do it.
See, the way I see it is, if we're going to live under government and we're going to come together and be one nation.
No.
Let him finish. Let him finish.
You don't want to
go
be
ahead.
All right. If we want to work together and make an environment where man and other men can live together, then
are you still on?
We're gonna have to hello.
Bring up the other ones. Let's see.
Hello.
I'm still here. I'm listening.
So we're gonna have to at least have some sort of regulations for the rights we have. So as to preserve that nation and keep it alive, rather than just...
When you start raising nature above man, well, then why don't you be the one to volunteer and just, commit suicide or something, because give it up to nature. That's what you're asking for. You're being used by the climatologists and Obama and the socialists and stuff. They're using the people who are loving nature, loving animals and stuff. They're using you to push their agenda, and you're not realizing it.
Well, I'm not exactly, saying that I'm loving nature and loving animals. I hate animals. I really do.
Oh,
they annoy me. I don't want to be part of nature. I want to be part of a country. A group of people coming together to work together and be together, and not to just be separate and have whatever the hell you want to do.
So I shouldn't have the freedom to make my own life. I shouldn't have the freedom to
you
pursue
do have
my
the freedom.
Own.
You can pursue your own life as long as your own life isn't trying to kill everybody else.
No, you won't have. That's where you're being fooled.
How so?
Because under Agenda 21, you won't have that freedom and liberty. You won't get to choose who you. I mean, if you're socializing with someone and they don't like it, you won't be socializing with that person. Your whole, everything about your life, if you want a close glimpse of what the future of America's population will be, look at prison. That's the purest form of socialism there is. You get up, you're told when to get up. You're told when to go eat. You're told what to do. You're told where you got to go work. You're told how long you got to work. You're told when to lay down. You're told, you mean, you know.
Well, that's how it
happens. You're told everything.
If we're going to work together and come together to be one nation, we have to be told what to do. Otherwise, it's just going
that's
to be.
That's where you are
chaos.
A fool.
No, that's how
yes, you
countries
are.
Work.
Oh, is it? Well,
yeah.
It's never worked for this country.
Well, how do you think we're a country then? By being told what to do.
No.
Yeah.
We're not being told what to do. We got together, we voted, and we decided how things were going to be. But we don't have it anymore because voter fraud is so rampant. And no matter which party, no matter which party you support, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they're all both been pushing for Agenda 21 for years. They're both on the same side. And their side is to have total control, total power.
I see. So
no, I don't think you do. I really don't.
All right.
Because
hey,
I think
you,
I don't think I think you're a younger person and you haven't been educated. You've been indoctrinated into a socialist ideology.
All right. I'm just gonna hang up.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay, 816-295. You're on the air. Go.
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind, sir? Hello.
I am very sorry. I have problems with my.
Okay, if you have nothing to say, I'm getting ready.
I'm sorry.
Linda, don't even answer.
347. You're on. Hello.
Hello.
347. You want to talk?
Hi. Hello.
Okay. Let's see.
Linda, don't even ask anybody else on because you got all these people in here.
I know.
Just 859,
you're on the air.
I just can't believe that a nigger got in office again. Like, how the fuck did that happen for the second fucking time?
Well,
I mean,
to get him out of here.
I can't stand
the racist butthole any more than I can Obama. Get him off the air.
I got it. Okay, 269, you're on the air.
That just kicks me off.
Long live the communists and long live China!
See, Linda,
I'm
we've
kicking.
Been zeroed. And we
five
got all, it's like
hello.
The...
Hello?
What?
Am I on hello? The air? Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
I come to this country. Nico, you'll get your cousins Roman. Let's go bowling.
Okay. All right.
And
that
I see
done.
It. I want to.
I got one. Who's my 111 area code?
And what we're experiencing is the mindset of the
hello?
Liberal left. This is the intelligence and the education they display in dealing with things.
I know.
They can't come on and have a debate, and they can't come on and bring no facts.
You're on
statistics.
The air.
All they can do is come on and trash.
I know. Okay, I've got all these clowns. I think I'm just going
to
get rid of them. These guys are bad. They're trolls.
Just don't answer the phone.
Yeah. I'm going to delete
terrible.
Them.
Terrible. But this is the kind of things we get. And this is the mentality that thinks Obama can run the country. And you wonder why we're in the financial abyss that we're in, and why we're in the regulatory messes, and everything else is being screwed with in our private and personal lives, government trying to take over, total control. You look at the union thing, and, you know, I'm sorry, it's sad to say, because you know, I don't mind when a person comes on and we have a good,
I know.
Verbal
okay,
debate.
I got,
and
I got some
facts.
More. I got all this crap. I got 111. I got 361. Are you guys going to have anything intelligent to say?
I do, as a matter of fact.
What's your name?
My name's John.
Hello. I'm locked on to that now, Linda. I got my buddy here, and he's locked on to him. So when we get off the air, he's going to give him something.
Okay. Everybody who's up is on the air. I've got all these 111 people.
Yeah.
I got 847. I got 347 and a bunch of garbage. Do you have anything intelligent to say?
Yeah. I would like to first say hello to my friend Austin, who is listening in right now, and probably hates you communist brainwashers as much as the rest of us do. Screw yourself.
Okay. So who's next? I've got 347, 718, 847, 661, 612. Anybody got anything intelligent to say? I got 14 minutes.
Yes.
Hello? What's your area code?
718.
Okay.
Hello? Put me on.
You're on. You're not on anymore.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
What's your area code?
847.
Okay.
I would just like to say, take a stand, join the Klan, white power.
White power. Do you guys have barricades?
Oh, well,
great. A bunch of Democrats was just on.
No, we've got a bunch. Okay, I've got 347.
There, Linda, we go. They come on here saying that and don't even realize that the Democratic Party was the KKK, is the KKK.
I'm deleting them. I can't do it anymore.
I don't even answer the phone because they're all going to be the same thing. You can hear them in the background. They're all linked in together, talking
Look
together.
Look at my chat room. Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Oh, no. Well, we must have stepped on someone's toes.
Oh, good. Good.
They're not worth arguing with them. If you can't get them into an intelligent conversation, throw them out.
King. I gotta do this one. This guy's.
And, you know, they're like everybody else. They're all big and brave when they're standing there and they're not facing me. But every one of them, if they stand there facing me, would probably run.
Okay, I'm going back to, let's see where I'm at. I can't believe, now I got more calls. I got the rest. I'm going to just delete them. We've got 12 minutes left, and we got more important things to talk about, so they're gone. I'm sorry. I can't
deal
with
they have no competition. Of course, they don't know nothing about me either. They wouldn't be writing these things.
Oh, my
but,
God.
Know, this is the kind of mentality we deal with on the left. And the whole country should see this. They should see this. If this is the mentality that supports Obama.
Oh,
cut
yeah.
Off
oh,
their allowance. If their parents seen this, they should cut off their allowance and quit paying for their college because you're wasting your money.
And that's your truth.
Yeah.
And,
okay, I've got their back
that is so true.
I am so glad to live here in Indiana
where
Democrats don't have a say about crap.
Yeah, I just kicked them all off. I'm trying to get them out of the chat room, too, because they're just unbelievable. Something fight me. God.
You even lived.
I'm a former ranger. I have no reason to lift.
I'm kicking him off. I'm kicking him out of here. Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Okay, we got more, so I got to get him out of here. I'm not even going to answer their phone calls. It's ridiculous.
Well,
oh, my God.
Okay, maybe they're just trying to figure out. They just don't want to hear the truth. Or just maybe they're beginning to.
I'll get them out of here. They're all over the place. They're from every area code. Oh, my God. I guess, maybe it's they're all on vacation and they're in their parents' basements.
Well, if you heard a while ago, you'd have heard there's a bunch of them in one room on a bunch of different computers doing all this stuff.
God.
And, you know, I want to take this. I got to take this and show this to other people because I want to show just how intelligent Obama's people are. And that Obama's people like to use that N-word a lot.
Yeah. Let's see if I can get this one out. I'm going to get these. I'm kicking them out of the chat room best I can. Oh my God, they're all over the place. they're coming up on my board, too. Oh, my God. It's funny.
Well.
Don't you tell them?
I'm not even going to bring them up.
Let me tell them something. It's a damn good thing that Obamacare is the law of the land because you could be in your parents' basement for the rest of your life until you're at least 27.
Oh, my God. I got Mike in the hot seat. We got 9 minutes, and the rest of them, I swear to God, I'm gonna get rid of them. They're
if you don't know them, don't even talk to them.
Yeah,
it's
bad.
It's just that kind of night.
Yeah, it's one of those nights.
We've dealt with
Mike,
before. And like I said,
Linda, you're so popular. You had over 50 people.
I don't know
what
happened. It was like, oh, my God. And they're look at these guys. I mean,
unbelievable. Look, it's very simple. We're just seeing, the future. And really, but you know what, though? This gives me a lot of optimism. Because when my 9-week-old twins grow up, the virtues are going to have no competition. You see, the New World Order loves people like this. Because, it's just separate.
You're wrong there.
I'm not wrong. Love it.
Oh, yes, you are. You're very wrong there.
No. Because
let me explain to you why you're very wrong.
I just got on. Hold on a second.
You can go on, but I'm still going to prove you're wrong.
Relax.
I know.
Relax.
Mike is good. Give him a chance.
The NWO loves trolls like this in the chat room because, you see, it's a further separation from the haves and the have-nots. These people are just sitting in their mama's basement while the NWO is making more money. See, they love trolls like these guys. They love Jamie Foxx because racism and stupidity is very profitable, not just in America, but all over the world. But you see,
so 661, are you okay?
So for people like us, this just gives me optimism that my kids are going to have no competition. No competition. I mean, these folks will never get out of their mama's basement.
The competition went over the nigger. I want to look a pussy, too.
Well, see, under the agenda.
What
was
that?
I was bringing some clowns in.
That's the brain power of the left.
Under
the world agenda, the Agenda 21, under that, if you study it, you'll find out that people who do not produce, they're done away with.
Oh,
yeah,
so they serve no purpose to collect. So all these people you're looking at who don't do anything, they'll all be gone under that agenda.
They'll be one of the first ones gone because they serve no purpose to the agenda. They serve a purpose now, though.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Same
as the illegals are doing in others. The environmentalists, they're all useful pawns to that world global elite right now.
But in the end,
that top 0.01% globally is going to get rid of the non-producers.
You don't serve a purpose. They're the first to go.
Exactly.
Black entertainers like Jamie Lee Foxx, he'll be... And then the Al Sharpton. See, all those useless people. But then they'll come after us. Lovers of the Constitution. But they'll keep some of these people around to wait on their tables, to shovel
Vermin
their poop.
Supreme.
Linda, why are you bringing these people on?
Okay,
but they won't need them. They'll have the illegals to do that for them.
Well, either way.
I mean, look at this. Would you want someone that talks like this waiting on your table? Hell no.
Well, probably
they
not.
Serve no,
oh, well,
they serve
you
no
got
purpose.
Me. All right. You got me there. They'll probably use, like, maybe get community college graduates for that. All right, fine. You got me
Unbelievable.
There. You know, but these folks are very useful to the NWO because.
Yep.
Well, they
just like Lennon.
Yeah, they're just like nice followers. And I love that one caller. That was great. To form one country, you have to do as you're told. Dude, this ain't Nazi Germany.
Well, now the left is owned and ran by a Nazi sympathizer named George Soros.
Well, you know. Well, we know that. But what I'm saying is, this country was formed for one reason only, so people could come here and live free. You know, do what they want to do, as long as, like Jefferson said, as long as we're not breaking anybody's arm or whatnot, stealing anybody's property.
The federal government didn't form the states. The states formed the federal government.
So JP got something intelligent
to say. The federal
government
the way it is now, but that's another story. So JP got something intelligent. All right, how can we, Linda, we lose you or what?
No, I'm still here, I think.
We're almost in an air vacuum. What was that?
I know. I don't know. Okay, I'm trying to get this other guy up. Hello?
No, I don't know. Okay, I'm trying to get this other guy up. Hello?
They're just maggots. Please don't take their calls. There's nobody here.
Okay. All right, we're done. Well,
that was exciting, Linda. That was...
I know. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God. I got 4 minutes left, and I'm like, I've been on for 2 hours. I'm amazed that we had all these crazies. I got six. They're coming back in. The trolls are coming back in.
Let it go.
I know. But I'm trying
to come in, just don't answer them.
I know. I'm
where the world is headed. This is a beautiful description.
It's pretty crazy. I know. And I want to say thanks to everybody, and Rod and Bill and Mike and all these clowns.
I just got on for a couple seconds.
I know, and I'm hoping you loved our
rant. It was a good couple seconds.
We were like going crazy with, you know, our city councils and the rest of it. It's insane. And then I got the trolls. I know what it is. It's Christmas holiday, and they're all in their basements now. And, you know, they've got their Obama phone.
Well, they probably got a new computer from mommy or iPad.
It was a bunch of them in one room. I could hear them. You could hear them talking, and you knew he was on different computers and stuff. And, we've had this before on Ron's show and stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
I will say this. Usually there's at least one who has a brain.
I know.
He'll come on and honestly, openly debate you and talk about this and have a discussion about things instead of this.
Oh, you mean like that idiot, nature over man, and for one country, we have to be told what to do?
That was great. That guy's sucking it up.
Here's what we do. We teach our kids the Constitution. We teach our kids the Bible. And we save as much money as we can. And we don't leave it all in one bank. That's
under
the game
mattress,
plan.
Lots of silver.
And you just weather and you just weather the storm. You just whatever the outcome is, I couldn't tell you. But that's what you do. Save your money. Teach your kids the Constitution. Teach the kids the Bible. It's one. If anything, Hillary said only one thing right in her book. You know, the title, It Takes a Village. It takes a household. One household at a time.
Not a village.
And that's all you
can
do.
Parents.
A household at a time.
Mike, absolutely. And everybody, Merry Christmas. I'm going to play a little Christmas music on the way out.
What do you mean, Merry Christmas? It's only the 11th. I'm going to hear.
I got two more
hot seats before Christmas.
Darling. Okay.
Get out of here.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Bill, so much. Thank you, Mike, so much.
Everyone be blessed and have a good night.
And the trolls, you can.
And thank to all the trolls. To all the trolls. In the end, be thankful for people like us that will fought for you.
Love you, Bill. Thanks.
Everybody have a good one. Love you, Linda.
Bye.
God bless.
Good night.
Absolutely.
God bless.
That was great.
Let it be Christmas everywhere. In the songs that we sing and the gifts that we bring. Christmas everywhere. In what we believe, from the sandy white beaches where blue water runs.
covered mountains and valleys.
Mr. Love, let it be Christmas everywhere. Music fill the air.
God bless you guys. Merry Christmas.